To all my listeners out here this morning, I greet you in the precious name of Jesus Christ. And as we continue to explore the Word of God, today I want to say that the Word of God is the source of our guidance. Psalm 119 and verse 105 says, "Your Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path this morning." So the phrase, "God's Word is a lamp unto my feet," is a metaphorical statement meant to emphasize the wisdom that comes from following God's instruction. This particular chapter in the book of Psalms carries a powerful message in our walk with God in this dark world. And Matthew Henry said, the Word of God directs us in our walk on the way through the darkness in this world. Indeed, the world would be desolate without the Word of the Almighty God this morning. So the commandment is a lamp kept burning with the oil of the Spirit, as a light to direct us in the choices of our way and the steps we take in that way," end quote. So the word translated lamp in this passage is ner in the original Hebrew, brothers and sisters. It refers to a small clay lantern with a solitary wick. And the psalmist described the work of God as a lamp carried on his journey to distinguish the way and keep him from stumbling off course and going astray. And the light of God's word allows us to see the right direction. It is God's guidance for our travels through the life, this life on earth. And walking in the light is very distinctive from walking in the ways of the wicked, according to Psalm 119, verse 110. So if God's word is a lamp helping us to navigate the pathway of life, then we know God's word is intended to help us live purposefully. God does not fully reveal the future with the lamp he gives us. However, our prosperity in living by God's word is not contingent upon how much of the path ahead we can see. That prosperity is not contingent on financial and occupational standards, but on a closeness with God this morning. And he gives us just enough to be successful in this life, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 9, as Sister Campbell prays for us right now.
Most holy, loving Father, we thank you for new day. We thank you for new mercy, and we thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness. Your word in Matthew 24, verse 35 says, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will never pass away." Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you this morning that as we go throughout the day, mighty God, you set your word, Lord, so we can meditate upon it and reflect on it this morning. Father, we give you all glory, honor, and praise this morning. And we thank you, Lord, as you open our eyes to see this a new day. I pray that the Spirit of God will allow us, mighty God, to meditate upon you, to give you all honor, glory, and praise as we lift up praises to you and we say thanks in Jesus' name.
Glory to God. Let his ancient word depart this morning, brothers and sisters. Let his ancient word impart in our heart right now. Have a wonderful day coming from Pastor Clifton and Derek Campbell. Amen.